The Violence Prevention Center in Grand Marais has been working to eliminate domestic and sexual violence in the community for more than 25 years. Joining us now is Mary Beth Wilkes from the Violence Prevention Center. Welcome, Mary Beth.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Can you tell us about that and the campaign, Yes Means Yes?
Sure. So April is a really good time to try to raise some awareness around sexual assault and kind of the prevalence and issues surrounding it. So this year we're kind of focusing on a conversation about what consent is. So the idea came out of there's new legislation in California that it's mainly geared towards college campuses, but it talks about how consent is not the absence of a no, it's the presence of a affirmative yes. So we really like that idea and the idea that consent is it's many things, and they should all be positive. So it should be ongoing. So just because you've performed one sex act does not mean you consent to something else. So that means you can revoke your consent at any time. It doesn't have anything to do with previous relationships. So if you're married, you can still say no, you know. So I think that's a really good conversation to have, and something that we're really trying to focus on is that affirmative, ongoing, willingly given. It's not coerced. And so encourage people to talk about that and talk about how important it is.
Mm-hmm. What is happening for International Denim Day? And that's specifically part of the April Sexual Awareness Month?
Yes. Denim Day is on April 29th this year. And what it stems from is there was a court case in Italy where a young woman was sexually assaulted by her driving instructor, and it went through the court system, and he was eventually acquitted because the verdict was that she was wearing jeans that were so tight that he must have had help from her to take them off, so therefore it was consensual sex. Mm-hmm. And in protest of that, the women members of parliament all came wearing denim, wearing jeans. So Denim Day is kind of just a way to stand up with survivors and say, you know, we support you. It's sexual assault is never okay. It's never the victim's fault. It's also a good segue to kind of talk about those types of victim blaming statements. And it doesn't matter what you're wearing. It doesn't matter if you're drunk. It doesn't matter if you had a previous relationship. That consent needs to be there. Mm-hmm. So that's, we encourage everybody to wear their jeans on Denim Day. It's kind of, a fun way to stand up together.
Mm-hmm. Nice. April is also Child Abuse Prevention Month, and you have a flyer here with pinwheels on it.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that.
Sure. So as part of the School Community Action Team, this is annual project that we've been doing. It's called Pinwheels for Prevention, and it's actually part of a national project that just it kind of tries to bring to light the importance of caring for children and how adults can show children that they care. And so the pinwheels are a fun representation. All of the younger kids in the schools, so at ISD 166, GES, Birch Grove, Oshiki Ogamat are all participating. So the kids get pinwheels, and then they also get these fun coloring sheets that have pinwheels on them. And then the kids actually write ideas of how adults can show they care, which are really fun and range from, it's preschool through fifth graders. So you get a lot of different answers about, adults show they care. I actually have some examples of them, but some of them are really funny. Like they play games with me, or they, buy me candy. It's really a fun way to engage kids too and get some feedback on, what are they seeing that really affects them. So if you see pinwheels around town, that's what they mean, and you're welcome to call us at the office for more information, 387-1262.
Did you say that you bring pinwheels to the school, or how do the kids get the pinwheels?
Working as part of the school community action team, so there are school members in all the schools who will be working together to kind of pass them out mm-hmm. and talk to the kids about it. And it's a neat project.
Just bringing awareness to all the kids that some...
That adults care. Yeah,
nice. And also, you'll be on the radio again later this month. Tell us about that.
Yes. So on April 19th, we are lucky enough to get to do a Women in Music show, kind of in honor of Sexual Assault Awareness Month again. So we'll be doing that. So tune in for some good tunes by your favorite ladies.
And who's doing that with you?
Jody will from the Violence Prevention Center will be doing it. And then Roger Linehan from Grand Portage Human Services will be running the board, and we might have a couple additional members, hopefully, but that is yet to be determined.
That should be a good show.
Yeah.
We are talking with Mary Beth Wilkes of the Violence Prevention Center in Grand Marais. To contact the Violence Prevention Center, call 387-1262. Is there anything else you'd like to add, Mary Beth, or anything I've forgotten?
I think that'll do it for today. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us.